beating of hope. This once great nation had left was its humours. Be it through continued mockery, this crackpot country are full of finally had the last laugh when dragged underwater by the weight of the tumour it formed. When it fell for the fear-mongering of the National Front's new head. Yeah! This once unstoppable isle, when all of its exports are no longer in style. Are you seriously still trying to kid me? All culture's gonna be fine when all that's left is rubbish dancing to Sham 69. Come on, you red man, rally for the rainbow. Hijack the sound, sleep, let you hear every car played, state the need. Always in this game, go to make you hit with my heartbeat. You abandon me, abandon the team, but we don't go out with the one man team. And I'm not scared of people who don't look like me, like you. It's not realised it's already sentenced itself completely to death. Suppose in its idiocy bound by its own stupidity. It's not realised it's already sentenced itself completely to death. In the last bastion of hope, this once great nation of left was good music, but we didn't nurture it, instead choosing to ignore it. Yeah, we got trapped by the same crowd who don't like it unless they've heard it before. Leaving me stuck plugging my progressive dead horse south of the border to the so-so's free food. This that's buttered bread, proud of it, whose bounds flit whenever it suits it. We're supposed to let it slide, why? Because the press has normalised the idea that racism is something we should all humour. Now in the last bastion of hope, this one's great nation has left us to converse in a manner that can pacify, divide and unite the room. Well, no one's talking. Rational thought I got forced into submission by the medium for which all of our information is now consumed, yeah.
Show.
Nichols. This one's called Payday. What constitutes a ghetto? Is it growing your own lettuces in the potholes on the road? Do the locals have to eat them all if they don't sell them? I call potholes concrete meadows of the soul. What constitutes a ghetto fetish? Is it growing your own lettuces but not filling in the potholes? Hey, the local council will be getting an earful, believe me. I call their look holes concrete bollards of the soul. We all make the same sound when we get mowed down. And there are starving children in Africa, so we send our toy guns to Bosnia. Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Christmas, next year they're all puffing glue. All of a sudden I was blinded by a powerful light. Woo! Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Take the money, take the money, take the money and teach them all the road.
Yeah. That's for you, Steve, because you said you wanted a cover. We're going to do one called Tall Poppies now. This is lovely. I'm having a great time. Thanks again for having us. Six Music and Steve Lamack.
And he knew it early on, so his confidence kept growing. By 13 he'd been with every girl deemed worth it to be with in the village. 2 years outside of his birthday, he played football. Boy, could he play? He played every single day, and he still does. A scout from Crew Alexandra came to watch him once and said they were gonna be in touch. Team without ever asking to be, without ever being told, that counts for a lot still, believe it or not. Lo and behold, everyone fell behind, the head on his legs and the head on his lip. He was the captain of his ship. He could smoke 10 a day and still run faster than that whippet that could lap the racetrack rabbit. He could dabble in the snow, rubbing shoulders with the rabble, and still never ever touch upon a habit. At age 16, he made his choice to stay and got a job selling houses in the village, which by now become such a desirable place to settle down. It wasn't classed as a village at all. They called it a tiny town.
Despite the influx of newcomers, including for the first time a genuine authentic Italian restaurant run by a family of fantastic old school Neapolitans, he was still the best at football and a very handsome man, and he took solace in that fact as his tiny town continued to expand. Woo!
By 18 he'd now been with every girl deemed worth it to be with in the village, 3 years either side of his birthday. But it was time to settle down, and no kiss had ever felt so electric as the first he'd ever felt all those years ago. Though she'd never strayed far, hemmed in by his shadows, the torches lighting the path of her own dreams had been growing dimmer by the day. So faster than a dying star, she cashed in and she had checked out, and subsequently threw all of her own ambitions away. Promotion followed, and the money borrowed on a new build right by the commuter line. They never used it, mind. They just had 2 cars and a dragon app that worked fine. They got a designer dog in the shape of a greyhound, training wheels for the inevitable. Getting any joy from that thing was this insurmountable slog, and for some reason they called it Juggles. Who calls their dog Juggles? Who calls their dog Juggles? Training wheels for the inevitable. He proposed on the Costa del Sol, sunburned pig, 6 drinks in, the stinking of fried meat still cold in the middle. Lads, she said yes. Lads, she said yes, and marriage followed. And the kids came, 1, 2, 3, 3 girls, 3 beautiful daughters, daddy's little angels. Lads, don't touch my daughters. Don't lay a finger on my daughters. They grew up and flew the coop, leaving mum and dad with nothing more than each other and a lifetime of bruised truth. Then the designer dog went, my life be Juggles. And that was it, what was left to live for? I still love you, I do. I watched the wrestler and wrote my first song. I'm on the ropes, he said, and that was all. That was all in the hopes. That was all I had left in my heart. That was all I had left in my heart. In the hopes of smoking the coke. opening. No one noticed him. The brackets wave through the rearview mirror as the big electric gate shows a line between them. You see, there's a fine line between benign and malignant. There's a fine line between benign and malignant. There's a fine line between benign and malignant. So get yourself checked, get yourself checked, get yourself an appointment. Get yourself checked, get yourself an appointment before it's too late. Tribute to a once handsome man and a good friend. His whole family was so proud, knowing no one in that church said a bad word about him aloud. Yeah, he wasn't perfect, but he was one of us. He was my mate. He was all of our mates. And a plaque bears his name on a bench by the water's edge, with the dates he came and went, and a quote about life and death from a song he'd never heard, because he wasn't fond of long songs with lots of words, particularly not live versions on the radio either. And if I were him, I'd have never left that village either, for I did, and I know full well that there are more handsome men out there and better footballers in Greater Manchester. They would have cut him down to size if they could have, but what good would that do? He was groomed until he bloomed, and still he was doomed. Same as me, same as you, same as everyone I ever knew. You. Sometimes still I think about you out there somewhere, floating in the ether, born died in the womb, never knowing of a belly half full. So many of us are just crabs. So many of us are just crabs in a barrel. Crabs in a barrel with no feasible means to escape the inevitable. Cool. Sure, there are those who grow their thick skins quick, and the savvy folk who just know to take it all on the chin and keep their mouths shut. Keep your mouth shut, it's not worth the bother. Head down, shuffle on, don't look them directly in the eyes. Run straight home to your mother. And if they do ask you what you're doing, you say you don't know, or you're sorry, but you don't give them an inch, because it's not worth the trouble. Lie, because we do lie, don't we? We lie through our teeth every single day to those we hate and those we love, and government bodies and civil servants and God knows who else. Sometimes we do it because we care, and sometimes we do it because it's the only thing we can do to keep ourselves from staring the truth head on. And it's in those moments I realise how far we've come, because we catch fish using giant metal ships, and we stagger home drunk at 4 a.m. down moonlit country lanes, vomiting into our chips. Then we look up at the moon and we think, yeah, I could be a werewolf. I could do that. I could be a werewolf. We say, have we forsaken you, moon? Tell us what to do. And the moon turns and it says through the wind, apologize for your existence. Okay, I always do what the moon tells me. I'm sorry, truly, I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to get by too. I'm sorry, truly I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get by too. I'm sorry, sorry. Woken by a bang, and I could already taste the shame, the sudden fear that grips and shakes you when you face the truth. Whose sofa was this? Where were my shoes? What did we do last night? I don't remember leaving Nathan's house. Ah, yeah, how could I forget why my pants were soaking wet when we'd been pissing ourselves laughing at the news? Did you see it too? It was incredible. We couldn't believe it. They played it on a loop. Basically, they'd discovered others just like us, other beings, other creatures, other planets, other species who had other gods they believed in. And they interviewed all of them, everyone, and it's true. None of them had a single clue what they were doing here either. It's all so pointless. It is, and that's beautiful. I find it humbling, sincerely. When you're gone, it brings me peace of mind to know that this'll all just carry on with someone else.
Something new.
There's no need to be blue. Everything has already happened. Time is an illusion. It's hippie BS, but it's true. Come with us, cause now we're off to meet them. So pack your weapons, don't want them thinking they can pull a fast one on us now, do we, Graham?
Right, I've fought more wars than I've had on dinner.
Yeah, sure you have, but the key to peace lies within us, and everybody else would have achieved it if they'd been as enlightened as me. It's complete BS, but it's true. Now watch me explode. It's also pointless, but it's not though, is it? It's really real, and when you feel it, you really feel it. Grab somebody that you love, grab anyone who needs to hear it. Shake them by the shoulders, scream in their face. Death will come for us all, but not today. Today you're living it, hey, you're really feeling it. So give it everything you've got, knowing you can't take it with you, and all you've ever needed to exist, it's always been within you. Give me some of that good stuff, that human spirit, and cut it with 100% endurance.
In the window, the brain fist on hollow wood, sticky fingers
on sugar glass. Are you really all that desperate, desperate, desperate? All that unites us is evil. All that divides us is evil. All that really unites us is the binary our mind. And the real strength that it takes not to stick ourselves into every abstract object on the gallery shelf. But then the trapper came around. He was trying to sell me them pelts. It was midday on a Monday, so all the smart people went at work. Trap music blurred from his 30 boom box. The trapper tripped and I laughed as he flipped. He said,
"Shut your chuffing trap!"
Right now forever. Eradicate nature. Right now forever. So I bought all his pelts. All of his pelts. And a book by this gum. I took out a small business loan and I bought all his pelts. I threw them in the boot of my car and drove downtown and pitched up a stall outside the office blocks. I come 5 o'clock, well, it was so cold. Everybody wanted one, everybody needed two. So I upped the price, let them try, cause that's what you do. Come 6 o'clock, well, I'd oversold it. My smile was dead, I saw it go. The weight of my own success. Yeah. I'm driving away my many grapes, my many women, and my ginormous mountain of never ending. Are we allowed to say blow on the radio?
You've done it now.
Steve put his thumb up. He said it's fine. I saw the trapper disappear from my rearview mirror with no bubbles to call his own. Shivering, naked and solitary in the snow. 1, 2, 3, the senseless